I'd like to ask you this morning, if you will, to please turn in your Bibles to the book of Ephesians. I would like to read from Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. Before we begin to endeavor to read and study from the Word of God, I would ask you to please join your hearts together with me in a moment of prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank Thee, Lord, for the privilege that we have to call upon the one true and living God and to know that Thou art our Father, that Thou hast loved us with an everlasting love and that nothing can separate us from the love of God. We're thankful that we're preserved in Christ Jesus, our Lord. And we thank You, Lord, for the privilege and the freedom that we have to assemble together today to try to worship Thee, and we pray that You would accept our prayers and the singing of songs and the study of Thy Word, that it would be to Thy name's honor and glory and to the good of Thy people. We thank You for every person that's here today and ask Thy blessings upon each of them. Bless those that are not able to be here. We pray that You would help us all to realize that those that are sick and afflicted, they need special attention, and we pray that You would help us to help one another, that You'd help us to rejoice with those that rejoice and help us to weep with those that weep. We ask Thee, Lord, to bless us as we study Thy holy word now, that Thou would teach us and instruct us, especially on this Mother's Day. We pray that You would bless the children here. They would realize the great importance that it is, and the significance that You've placed on honoring mothers. And we pray that You would help us this day, to each of us individually, that have our mothers still, that You would help us to honor our mothers, not only today, but every day. And we pray that You would help us to manifest the respect and the love that ought to be shown to our mothers. Pray that You would bless all the mothers here, that they would be the kind of mothers that Thy Word teaches that mothers should be. And we pray that You would help all of Thy children, the families here, they would be bound together in Thy love. Pray again now that You would forgive us of our many sins. We beg Thy blessings upon all the sick and afflicted. We pray that You would bless those who have had surgery to have a speedy recovery and bless them to get good reports. And we pray that You would bless those that are facing surgery during this coming week, that You would bless each and every one of them. Those that have special burdens and problems, be with each of Thy children wherever they might be. You know the needs of every person here this morning, and we pray that You would grant and help and bless each one, not according to what we deserve, but according to Thy mercy and Thy grace. Help us now as we study Thy holy word. We pray in the blessed and holy name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I would like to read now from Ephesians chapter 6, beginning with the first verse, and read the first three verses. The Word of God says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth." The main thought that's on my heart this morning, of course, is honor thy mother. We're to honor our father and our mother, but this is Mother's Day, and the Word of God says that we're to give honor where honor is due, and mothers are due honor. God's Word specifically says that we are to honor our mothers. So it is that on this day, that in the United States and Canada, that this day is set aside as a day that we call Mother's Day, where we honor our mothers and our grandmothers. And not only literal mothers, but if you study the Word of God, you'll find that our country is our mother country. You'll find in the Word of God that there are mothers in Zion. There are spiritual mothers, just like we have our natural mothers. So there are many, many ways and many mothers that ought to be honored this day. And the whole beginning of this chapter begins by saying, "Children, obey your parents." Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Now, you cannot honor your mother if you do not obey your mother. The word honor means to show great respect and to praise and to value greatly. And if you're not honoring your mother by obeying your mother, then you're not honoring your mother. Children, obey your parents. I see sometimes that children have become more and more rebellious. And children, it seems to me today, often have not as much respect, and they don't show their parents as much honor as they ought to. Now, part of that, I believe, is the fault of the parents. Because the Word of God teaches that parents are to train up their children in the way that they should go. So it's up to parents to train their children and to teach their children that they must honor their parents and that they must obey their parents. If your children do not obey you, I don't believe in juvenile delinquency. I believe it's because of parental delinquency. And I believe that if parents will be the kind of parents that God calls on them to be, then I believe the children will be what God's Word teaches that they ought to be. Children, the Word of God says in Proverbs 22 and 15, the Word of God says that foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction will drive it far from him. Do you know why little children are often very foolish and very rebellious and they don't do what you tell them to do? It's because foolishness is bound in their heart. It's because the parents are often not using the rod as they should, and instead of the children obeying their parents, the children often are ignoring their parents, and the parents are begging and pleading and trying and repeating things over and over and over and threatening and all of those kinds of things. That's poor parenting when you cannot just tell your children to do something and them do it. But it's not, again, it's not so much a failure on the child's part as it is the parent's part. Because children are naturally going to be foolish. Children are naturally going to be rebellious. And so it's up to parents to train up their children and to drive foolishness out of their hearts and out of their minds. Honor, children, honor thy father and thy mother. Honor. That is, give them respect. That when they tell you to do something, do what they tell you to do. And instead of pouting and acting like you don't want to do it, if you're going to honor them, if you're going to show them great respect, you're going to do what they tell you to do with joy. Let's go back to Proverbs just a moment. I want you to look for a few minutes in the book of Proverbs. There's probably not a book of the Bible that tells us more about parenting than the book of Proverbs. You have everything that pertains to discipline is in the book of Proverbs. Everything pertaining to husbands and wives and parents and children, you find it all scattered throughout the book of Proverbs. I want you to notice in the very first chapter of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 1, I want you to notice here in Proverbs chapter 1 that there's a strong commandment that's given by God. And by the way, let me ask you this question. When we say, honor thy father and thy mother, is that a command from the parent or is that a command from God? It's a command from God. And so disobeying the command to honor thy mother and thy father, that's not just a rebellion against the parent, but it is a rebellion against God. And that's part of what parents need to get their children to understand, is that when they are not honoring their parents, they are also sinning against God. Because God has told them and God has commanded them. It's one of the Ten Commandments that God gave Moses on Mount Sinai. One of those Ten Commandments was to honor thy father and thy mother. It's not a suggestion. And you cannot come up with a better way to raise children than the way the Word of God has taught us to raise children. And so it is that in Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 8, listen to what the Word of God says here. In Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 8, the wise man Solomon, by inspiration of God, says, "My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother." Now the word law here means precept, statute, rule, or commandment. Now, what does the last part of that verse say? Forsake not the law of thy mother. Now, a Christian mother, a godly mother, is going to be teaching the children the laws of God. That was one of the songs that we sang just a little while ago, was Faith of Our Mothers, Christian Faith. If you have a Christian and a godly mother, that godly mother is going to be teaching you what God's commandments are and the laws of God and the statutes of God. That's two main things I remember about my mother as a child. One is that she would sit on our bed at night, sit on the side of the bed, and we would have prayers together. But she taught me so much from the Word of God. I learned a lot from my daddy, but I also learned a lot from my mother from the Word of God. And godly mothers are going to be teaching their children the Word of God. They're going to be teaching them the laws of God. And so it is that in Proverbs 1, the Word of God says that the children are to not forsake the law of thy mother. If it's a godly mother, where does the law come from? It comes from God. Exactly right. Now, there are many other laws from the mother. And again, the word law just means a rule or a commandment. If your mother gives you a law or a rule or a commandment that when you come in from school that you're to take off and change your clothes and you're to put on old clothes so that you can play in them, and then to do your homework before you go out and play, if that is something your mother tells you to do, that's the law of your mother. Does everybody follow that? That's a commandment. That's a rule. And the Word of God says here, children, do not forsake the law or the rule or the commandment of your mother. Do what your mother tells you to do. And do it as soon as she tells you to do it. Again, every time, listen carefully, parents, every time that you tell your children to do something and they don't do it, you are allowing them to break a commandment from God. You're enforcing in them that the laws of God and the Word of God and the commandments of God just don't mean that much if you don't make your children do what the Word of God says by honoring you and responding when you tell them to do something. Go with me to Proverbs chapter 23 just a moment. There's a commandment given here concerning mothers that is almost the opposite end of the spectrum. I think that in Proverbs 1, most of what's being said in Proverbs 1 is about young children. Brother David, are you a child? Yes, you are. Do you have a mother? Do you still have a responsibility? You're 60-something years old. You still have a responsibility to that mother. And your mother is very old, or older than you are. And what I'm trying to get across here is that the Word of God makes it plain. Listen carefully. The Word of God makes it very plain that we are not to forsake or abandon or to look down on or to ridicule mothers when they get old. Did you know there are some old mothers here on this front row from the nursing home? Some old mothers. And some of them have children that are still honoring them. Look at Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 22 just a moment. Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 22 says, "Hearken unto thy father and begat thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old." Does everybody hear that last expression there? Despise not thy mother when she is old. When mothers get old, sometimes adult children, they're still children, sometimes adult children just cast their mothers to the side. They don't show them the respect that they ought to show them. They're sometimes do older people sometimes walk more slowly than young people do? The fact that they walk slowly, the fact that they might not be able to hear as good, the fact that they might not be able to remember as good, the fact that they might not be able to do a lot of things they used to do, the Word of God specifically commands, despise not thy mother when she is old. I think that the nursing homes, many of them have mothers in the nursing home, many of those mothers, and it's not true. There's nothing sinful about a mother being in a nursing home because sometimes they get very good care there. They get some better care than they could get anywhere else. But I think for the most part that we have despised our mothers and just shifted them off for the world to take care of them when they're old. And that is a sin and a disgrace. Despise not thy mother when she is old. Doesn't matter how old she gets. Doesn't matter how feeble she gets. You still, as her child, have the commandment from God. Honor thy mother. Give her great respect. Show her. Manifest the love that you have to your mother. Now, let me hasten to say that you would never do anything contrary to the Word of God to honor your mother. In the same way, listen carefully to what I'm saying. The Word of God says that wives are to submit themselves unto their own husbands as it is fit in the Lord. That means that unless the husband is asking the wife to do something that is contrary to the Word of God, then the wife is to be submissive to the husband. But when the husband asks the wife to in any way do something that is contradicting God's Word, and the wife goes along with that, that woman then is putting the husband as her God instead of God as her God. And God will never bless that kind of a situation. And so it is with each of you, brethren, that as you honor your mother, you're to honor that mother as long as that mother is not telling you to do something that contradicts the Word of God. And if you do what your mother says instead of what God's Word says, you then have set your mother as your God instead of God as your God. Who gave you your mother? God did. Exactly right. God gave you your mother. Honor God above everyone else. Worship God above everyone else. Give glory to God above everyone else. And yet God, in His wisdom, has said, despise not thy mother when she is old. And I hope that all these little children that are here, we may see great changes in our society. We already are, but you may not even be able to recognize what it is to honor a mother in 10 years in the United States of America. In all probability, euthanasia, that is killing of old people, is going to probably take place in America. And many children are going to just despise their mothers because they're too much of a burden. And you're going to go along with things that the law of the land says, now this is a good thing. This is going to help everybody. I want you to know the laws of the land in America are rapidly contradicting everything the Word of God says. And there will be laws in our land that specifically contradict the laws of God, and we must follow the Word of God and not the laws of the land. Despise. I just want all of you young people, I want you to remember that God says, despise not thy mother when she is old. In Proverbs chapter 31, all through the book of Proverbs, the Word of God is talking about godly mothers and fathers and the responsibility of parents to children and the responsibility of children to parents. But in Proverbs chapter 31, the Word of God stresses especially a virtuous woman. I want you to look at this now in your Bibles in Proverbs chapter 31. A virtuous woman is of tremendous value. I have a virtuous woman for a mother, I have a virtuous woman for a wife, and I have three virtuous women as daughters. And that, my dear brethren, is a tremendous blessing. Because the Bible says that a virtuous woman, that her value is above rubies and above gold. All the things of this world, they don't compare to the value of a virtuous woman. Look in Proverbs chapter 31. Listen, please, to verse 10. Who can find a virtuous woman? It's getting more and more difficult to find a virtuous woman. very difficult. It's rare. Let me tell you something, brethren. It is very rare to find a virtuous woman today. The ungodly far outnumber the godly. A virtuous woman, he says, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. And then it goes down in this whole chapter, the rest of this chapter, and describes a virtuous woman and describes how she honors her husband and her husband trusts in her. But it also describes how she cares for her children and she provides and helps her children and all the things that she does for her children and the way that she teaches her children and the way that she feeds her children. All of those are part of being a virtuous woman. Come down to Proverbs chapter 31. Come down to verse 26. Proverbs 31, verse 26, describing a virtuous woman. The Word of God says, she openeth her mouth with wisdom. Isn't that a wonderful thing to have a mother that's full of wisdom? That when she opens her mouth, wisdom comes out. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Brethren, is there any more wonderful thing? Let me just ask you mothers here. Is there anything of more value than for your children to rise up and to honor you and for your husband to safely trust in you? And say, you're an outstanding wife. You're an outstanding mother. You are a virtuous woman. I don't think there's anything else you can achieve in this life. I don't believe there's anything a woman can ever do in this life that's greater than being a good wife and being a good mother. A virtuous woman. In the Word of God, we find a lot of virtuous women. You know what you'll always find? You find a virtuous woman? Well, let me back up. If you find a virtuous man, what are you also going to find? You're going to find a virtuous woman. If you talk about Abraham, a great man of faith, well, he had a mother that helped establish him as being what he ought to be before God. If you talk about Moses, the Word of God emphasizes the mother of Moses. Moses was a great man of God, but what do you have that helped form and guide and mold the life of that man, Moses? It was a wonderful mother that hid him. You remember how when they were killing all of the Hebrew children, you remember how she hid him. And how she guided him and directed him. And then God worked in a miraculous way. And she fed him and she took care of him as if she were not his mother, but just a handmaid, taking care of him for Pharaoh's daughter. But I want to ask you this question. Who was Moses' mother? Listen. Who was Moses' mother? Was it Pharaoh's daughter? Or was it his real mother, natural mother? That's right. It was his natural mother. Now, there are some mothers that are not good mothers. There are some mothers that abandon their children. The Word of God speaks about that. There are some mothers that just cast their children aside. Pharaoh's daughter wanted a baby. She didn't want to be a mother. And isn't that that's a good point. You know, Pharaoh's daughter wanted a baby. But she didn't want to be a mother. You know, a lot of times people want babies. There are lots of girls today having babies because they want a baby. They like the thrill. They like the joy of being somebody at school that's having a baby. They like all the attention that's given to them by having a baby. I notice they don't... Well, you know, it's a shame and a disgrace when a community picks out a woman that is not a faithful wife and has a lot of illegitimate children and calls that woman the mother of the year. Something's terribly wrong, brethren, with a community that does that. Are you telling me we can't find a virtuous woman in the whole community? You're telling me we can't find a woman that's a faithful wife and a godly mother? A woman that stays faithful to one man? A woman that raises her children in the right way? We've got to pick out some woman that's got illegitimate children and doesn't have a husband. Is that the way it ought to be? I think not. Moses' mother. Turn to Hebrews 11. I want you to notice this. In Hebrews chapter 11, the Word of God tells us about this great mother of Moses. Hebrews chapter 11, of course, this is the chapter we call the chapter of faith. And in Hebrews chapter 11, I want you to notice beginning in verse 23. We're talking about faith now. We're talking about great faith. We're talking about people of faith. Was Moses, let me ask you a question, was Moses a man of great faith? Yes, he was. But do you know what contributed greatly to him being a man of great faith? It was his mother who had great faith. Now, a mother cannot impart faith to a child. But a mother who is strong in faith, who is given faith by God, and has exercised that faith, and has walked by faith, and has honored God, and has glorified God, and been faithful to God, God will also bless that child. When the child is given faith by God, God will bless that child to learn the ways of a child of God that walks by faith. And so it is, the Word of God begins talking about Moses. In Hebrews 11, verse 23, it says, by faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents. You know what caused them to be able to hide that child instead of fear being killed? What was it? Faith. They had to have faith in God as well as love for their child. And they were not afraid of the king's commandment. What is it that caused Moses' mother to not be afraid of the king's commandment? It was her what? Her faith. She was a good mother. It was her faith in God. Now watch the next verse. By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Do you see the significance of that verse now? The significance is that Pharaoh's daughter, though she might have been a good woman in a lot of ways, Pharaoh's daughter was not the woman of faith that Moses' mother was. And so when Moses came of years, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, and it's implied there that he also wanted to be called the son of his mother's daughter. His mother's, I don't know how to get that out right, but does everybody understand what I'm saying? Yeah, the son of his mother. He didn't want to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He wanted to be called the son of his natural mother, who was a woman of faith, who had hid him and guided him and fed him and molded him all the days of her life. A great mother. Moses' mother was a great mother. Timothy, back up just about 5 or 10 pages in your Bibles. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, 2 Timothy chapter 1, the Word of God tells us about a man named Timothy. Timothy was a great man of God, a great preacher of the gospel, one who spread the gospel in a valiant way. Look at 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. When the Apostle Paul is writing to the young preacher Timothy, he tells Timothy that, Timothy, you're a great man of faith. Look at 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. He says, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, is he commending Timothy for the faith that was in him? Yes, he is. He says, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Do you see the influence of his grandmother and his mother? Was Lois a great woman of faith? Was Eunice a great woman of faith? Yes. Timothy was, but he says now, you're a great man of faith. But he says, I want you to remember that I first saw that faith in your grandmother. I wonder why he didn't mention the grandfather, and I wonder why he didn't mention the father. That's all supposition. but they were neither one mentioned. Okay. Come to 2 Timothy chapter 3. I want you to look at one other thing about Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. You know what Timothy's mother and grandmother did? In addition to being great women of faith, let me ask you, do you think that Eunice and Lois, that when Timothy was told, take out the garbage, if they did that in their day, you think when he was told, take out the garbage, do you think Timothy just sat around, or do you think he responded? He responded. They carried out discipline in the home. They did what they were told to do. Now, listen to what else she did besides being a great woman of faith. Look at 2 Timothy 3:14 and 15. He says, but continue. This is Paul still writing to the young preacher Timothy. And he says, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures. How did Timothy know the Holy Scriptures from a child? How did he know them? His mother and his grandmother. His mother and his grandmother had taught him the Word of God from a child. If your child is not being taught the Word of God, you're failing to do what the Word of God has given you the responsibility to do. Timothy had a good mother and a good grandmother. They were strong women of faith, and they taught their young son, whom they loved and recognized him as a gift from God and a blessing from God. They taught him the Scriptures, and he knew the Scriptures from a child. Go with me in closing to one other verse of Scripture in Isaiah. Well, I'm not going to turn to any other Scriptures. There are so many other Scriptures about mothers. I just want to mention two things. When I wrote my Mother's Day card, I told Mama that I thank God for her. I thank God for the way that she had raised me, and that from a child, that I went back and reminisced things that I remembered as a child, her doing for me, and then told her that all my life she has done those things. All my life she's been a great example of a woman of God. All my life she's been an example of a woman of faith. All my life she has comforted me. One of the first things I remember is when I would fall down, skin my knee, I remember that smooth, soft hand rubbing me. I remember when I would get sunburned. I remember when I would get poison ivy. I'm allergic to poison ivy. When I would get that all over me, she'd rub that calamine lotion all over me. I remember her being a great comforter. Did you know that's one of the main things besides faith and besides a lot of other things we've already mentioned? The mothers are good comforters, aren't they? Aren't mothers good comforters? In fact, the Word of God in Isaiah 66:13 says that God says, I will comfort you as your mother comforts you. Isn't that a wonderful blessing? I'm going to comfort you like your mother comforts you. So a mother's a good comforter. And one other thing about a mother. A mother is full, a godly mother, a Christian mother, is full of love. Love. Do all of us need to grow as Christians? Yeah. All of us. May God help every mother here. We thank God for you mothers that are here today. I thank God for the Spirit of God that I see radiating from your lives. I thank God for the way that you're trying to raise your children. But I pray that God will bless every mother and every father to be better parents, to train up your children in the way they should go, to teach them to respond to you when you speak. I pray that God will bless all the children here to learn to honor their mothers. And even in old age, I hope that there's not a human being in this building that will ever despise your mother. May God help us, is my prayer for Christ's sake.